I can't go into huge detail about how the test performs as we're awaiting publishing, but I can tell you that the diagnostic is rapid and it can detect Hendravirus in RNA in under 10 minutes. The test, if we can acquire further funding, has the potential to be performed at site as it is performed on a strip read format. So it's called a lateral flow device. And this test is specific, sensitive, and we can detect nucleic acids rather than other SNAP tests that use an antibody antigen mechanism. It looks similar to an at-home pregnancy test when it will be all put together.
When you achieved that, what did it feel like?
Oh, it was amazing. I recently used to work with Biosecurity Queensland and would attend some of these properties with outbreaks, as well as perform the surveillance on flying foxes with Hendravirus. And if we had answers in the field, it would just be so much easier to do our job.
So if you had a horse that had tested positive, you'll be able to either rule in or rule out other horses around them much quicker?
Yeah, so we can get in there, test quicker and exclude the zone that needs to be wardened off. And if there's any other horses or other animals, then we can test them at site potentially with this test.
Currently, samples have to be sent to Brisbane for analysis.
So what happens is a vet will take the sample, or a biosecurity officer if they think it's going to be Hendravirus, and it still needs to go to that centralised facility. So that facility has large pieces of expensive lab equipment. It has highly trained personnel that operate these machines. And so it's quite expensive to run those tests. And it also takes some time to get that sample to that facility. So most of these cases of Hendra occur in rural properties that are hours away from Brisbane. So it can take up to 24 to 36 hours to come back. And in most of cases, this is negative.
And now you'll be able to do it in the field if this gets the extra funding to take it further.
We're hoping that the test that we've created will potentially be either an at-site test for the veterinarian, or maybe the vet could go back to his clinic and run some tests, which will speed up this whole process of waiting for results.
You're saying it's similar to a pregnancy test. Are you using urine or blood to test?
Currently, we have run our test alongside the accredited test. We've used different samples ranging from urine to swab to bloods. And at this stage, the nasal swabs from the horses are the ones that are very easy to detect and very early on. But obviously, initially, while we're still optimising, we'd like to take swabs from everywhere and find out which one would be the best.
Joanna Christopherson, how long do you think it could be before this test becomes commercially available?
We are working on commercialising it currently. It's not as stringent as a human test, so hopefully within 1 to 2 years we might be able to get the product out.
Now, I understand you're actually a finalist in the Fresh Science Awards as a result of this research. That must have been pretty amazing.
I just recently competed down in Brisbane at the Fresh Science Awards, and it was a great experience. There was 10 of us that were finalists. We're all early career researchers. We got to spend the day together before the event, and then obviously we all had to present together. So yeah, hopefully we've made some connections there and might even be able to collaborate with them further if some of their projects are similar.
USC researcher Joanna Christopherson. The concept of a faster test has been welcomed by Tablelands vet and former president of the Equine Veterinarians Association, Frank Condon.
I think faster testing is fantastic. So right now, as you've rung me, I'm submitting a sample from a horse that was unwell on Friday. It's very difficult from North Queensland to get samples from here down to Biosecurity Queensland and have them tested. So I haven't been able to treat that horse. It's a stallion. Haven't been able to treat it over the weekend as I would like because I can't get a negative exclusion test and it's an unvaccinated horse.
What would it require to make you confident about the safety of a test like this?
It would need to be as specific and as sensitive as the tests that Biosecurity Queensland now do for us. Because if we get a false negative and begin treatment on a horse that's unvaccinated, we're potentially exposing ourselves to a fatal disease. So we can't have false negatives. Equally, if you're a horse owner, you don't want false positives because that means you wouldn't treat a horse that could otherwise be treated. So the test will need to be at a very high level to satisfy both those requirements.
What do you think about a young scientist coming up with a test like this?
Well, it's fantastic. It's exactly what the current government's been talking about, encouraging, you know, innovation and new ideas to be developed. We do need to make sure that it's of the highest standard, which means it'll need significant funding to get it to that level.